And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie with my guest Deepak Chopra, and we are talking about his brand new book, The Spontaneous Fulfillment of Desire, Harnessing the Infinite Power of Coincidence. Couple websites, they are linked up right now at coasttocoastam.com. Of course, his, which is chopra.com, C-H-O-P-R-A.com. And the other one is anhglobal.org. They are both there right now for you at any time, and of course, your phone calls as well. Doctor, people, I think, resonate. They have this frequency about them. If they are able to harmonize or somehow get this frequency in balance with nature, will that help them do some of the things we've been talking about tonight?
Absolutely. By the way, since you mentioned the websites, people can also come to the Chopra.com website and ask me questions, and I will answer them. I do that regularly.
Excellent.
They can also post their experiences for others to read, and that's one of the ways to accelerate the process when we share our experiences. So we have discussion boards where people can come and share their experiences, and in fact, we read the stories of synchronicity and coincidences that people have, and then periodically invite them to our center, the winners, to participate in a course together. So I encourage anybody who either reads the book or not reads the book to at least participate in the discussion boards, because we want to accelerate this process. Now, to answer your question, you know, of course, if we harmonize with nature, we are expressions of nature. You know, our body rhythms are the symphony of the cosmos. Our biological rhythms are related to the rotation of the earth and the movement of the earth around the sun. The seasons affect us. The cycles of night and day affect us. The tidal rhythms affect us. And in the book, again, I go into how can you harmonize your biological rhythms with the rhythms of the cosmos. You know, there's an ancient saying in the wisdom tradition of Ayurveda, as is the atom, so is the universe. As is the microcosm, so is the macrocosm. As is the human body, so is the cosmic body. As is the human mind, so is the cosmic mind. When your intent is introduced in that field of harmony between microcosm and macrocosm, then the symphony of the macrocosm of the universe orchestrates the fulfillment of your intent. First through coincidences, but when as those coincidences accelerate, then what we call miracles, because miracles, you know, the word miracle comes from the Latin word mirare, which means to be filled with wonder. And the reason you're filled with wonder is that you feel that your intentions are being orchestrated by the cosmic mind, or the mind of the universe, or God, or spirit, or the infinite being. It doesn't matter what we call it. In the book, I go through seven steps to go from your constricted awareness into your expanded awareness. We can discuss those steps. But the true experience of synchronicity has the following characteristics. It seems to be a conspiracy of improbabilities, in that many improbable events happen simultaneously. By the way, the word conspiracy means the coming together of spirits, or to co-inspire.
Mm-hmm.
The events are related to each other in that the people involved in the events share some karmic bonds, share some bond of spirituality, share some bond of past experience. The events are orchestrated in a domain which is beyond space and time. The events move you to a higher level of consciousness where you don't just think in terms of waking consciousness or dream consciousness or sleep consciousness. There are other states of consciousness that we have access to, like cosmic consciousness, God consciousness, unity consciousness. The events make us very aware of the fact that intention is a force in nature, just like gravity is a force in nature. The events start to bring about an inner transformation in us, and there is no going back. And the events make it very clear that our inner world of thoughts, feelings, emotions, dreams is no different from the outer world. They are both part of a continuum of consciousness or intelligence or spirit or what scientists call quantum non-locality.
What has the greatest chance of occurring? That which you will, I want this good job, I want this relationship with this person, or do you merely sit back and let fate decide, and maybe you don't get with the person you think you care about, maybe it was never meant to be?
Yeah, well, you don't let fate decide, though. You must participate. The universe remains unmanifested unless you participate. It's a principle in physics that, you know, that a wave will remain a probability amplitude, a mathematical probability, unless an observer is there to observe it. As soon as the observer is there to observe it, then it's no longer a wave. It becomes a particle. It is no longer a probability. It becomes a space-time event. So you must participate with your intention and with your choices. But you must always ask yourself, is this choice of benefit only to me, or is this choice of benefit to everybody that is affected by me?
Well said, yes.
So if you have that choice, which is of benefit to those around you and those who are affected by you, then that choice is more likely to be a choice that synchronizes with the harmony that exists.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our wild card line first. Welcome to Coast. You are on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Mr. Chopra mentioned advertising is brainwashing. So how do you help people see beyond the culture that promotes materialistic accumulation over spiritual responsibility? Maybe an interesting metaphor would be good. I could give a quick one as a...
Well, I'd rather hear his than yours.
No, actually, he's got a very good point. You know, how do we go beyond the hypnosis of social conditioning? And that is, how do we change the media itself to be more responsible? Why are we as a nation so obsessed with Kobe Bryant's trial or Winona Ryder's shoplifting habits when 40,000 children are dying of hunger every day? That's one of the objects of our humanity, the Alliance for the New Humanity, the ANHglobal.org, to actually get responsible media to participate in social responsibility and spiritual responsibility. That's part of what we're doing. In fact, the Puerto Rico conference is focused on how we can have more responsibility as a culture through educational institutions, through entertainment, through music, through media, through news networks, through the internet. Just by actually, for you, George, just by putting ANHglobal.org as a link to you, you're already participating in that.
You know, it is really, to me, so incredibly amazing how, for example, in schools, children have to have the best shoes, the best clothes, and they compete with each other. If they could only understand what it's really all about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what it's really all about is our creativity, our intuition, our inspiration, our love, our compassion, our connectivity, and our ability to manifest for everybody.
All right, thanks for that phone call, by the way. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. You are on the air with Deepak Chopra. Hi there.
Hi there, how you doing? This is Dan calling from Columbia, Missouri. I'm listening to you guys on Eagle 93.9.
Well, welcome to the program.
All right. Fascinating show tonight. Greetings, Dr. Chopra. I'm
greetings.
Honored to be talking to you right now.
Thank you, sir.
My question is this. Once a coincidence or a certain plan is set in place, and you take certain actions that kind of tear down what you've built in that certain plan, my question is there any way to go back, rebuild what you had, or have you completely passed up the chance and that you should set your eyes or set your sights on other options?
In every moment of our existence, there's flexibility and there's creativity. And the people that we call lucky are those that know that when opportunity and preparedness come together, that's what we call luck. So I would say that there is always a chance to rebuild something new. So that's the hallmark of great people who do extraordinary and wondrous things, is that they're not rigidly attached to a particular outcome, because they see that even in the middle of something, there's sometimes a diversion, another path, another choice that leads to a series of space-time events that weave a pattern that never existed before or was never anticipated before.
Well, fascinating. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Deepak, what happens in cases where people have demonic possessions and, you know, their bodies, their spirits are taken over by demons? I mean, how do they battle that?
Well, you know, actually what we call psychosis is sometimes, you know, a different way of saying the same thing. There is disharmony. There is entropy. There is lack of homeostasis or feedback or self-referral, self-repair feedback loops. In my experience, you know, you need to do everything possible in cases like that, from psychotherapy to medication to actually, you know, forms of exorcism. It depends, again, on what the cultural mindset is and what the cultural interpretation of that phenomenon is.
Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hey, George. This is Mary Jo in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Hi.
Listen to you on KRMM.
Welcome, Mary Jo.
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you for being my nighttime babysitter.
You are welcome.
I have MS, and sometimes it's very, very hard for me to go to sleep.
But I don't get paid to babysit.
But
that's
know.
Okay.
I do have a comment for Deepak, please.
Sure, he's there.
Coincidence? No, I don't. I call them coinkydinks. I believe in predestination. I believe that there is a reason something happens at that time.
Well, you know, we are saying the same thing. I'm saying, don't ever call it just a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But when you understand the meaning of coincidence, you know there's a pattern that was meant to be. Coinciding, synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
So the word coincidence is misinterpreted because people say just a coincidence or mere coincidence. They trivialize what is really a pattern of behavior in the cosmic mind.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Jo. Deepak, you give off a tremendous amount of energy. I mean, I can feel it through the airwaves, and I'm sure millions of other people can as well. Have you ever been next to someone who drains that energy where you have to get away from that person?
Well, you know, there are people that drain your energy, but you should not allow yourself to have that happen. And, you know, I have always maintained centered awareness, in that when I'm in a situation where I immediately sense that the energy is being drained, I go back to my connection with my own soul, and I literally create a shield around myself which protects me from draining that energy.
Let's go to our wild card line. Your turn. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, George. Hi, Doctor. How are you doing?
Hi, really
great.
Good.
Real honor to talk to both of you. Just got a quick question. And this is Don from Simi Valley. Doctor, do you get sick? Do you overcome things easier? Do you get a cold and it's down in a couple of days?
No, I'll be totally 100% honest with you right now.
Yeah.
I haven't been sick in the last 30 years.
Well, I'm a believer in positive thinking.
Right. I haven't been sick. My children don't get sick. My wife has not been sick. And whatever it is, we don't even think about it.
Well, I believe, if you believe in it,
mm-hmm.
I've done this for long periods of time. I never got a cold or anything.
Yes.
And I didn't start getting a cold until I went through a divorce. And
mm-hmm.
slowly, when that pain went away and I got back in the right mindset,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't sick anymore. I mean, everything. No headaches, nothing, anything. I'm 43.
Well, you know, when anybody is stressed, then, of course, the immune system gets weak and they're more prone to infections.
Which I believe in. And one last thing for your viewers out there, if you guys could pray for my sister, Diane Murphy, I would appreciate it. And
you know, before you go,
yes,
post a prayer on the Chopra website. We have a prayer board, and we will pray for her. But you should first go there on the Chopra.com prayer board. You can click on it, post a prayer for your sister, and you'll soon see that thousands of us will be praying for her.
Big believer. God bless you guys, and have a beautiful night.
Thank you. And go ahead. By all means, get on that website. I've seen people sometimes who say, Deepak, that they've never had a cold. They say, I'm not sick. I've never had a cold. And then 2 days later, they get a cold.
Because they're getting very cocky about it, proud about it, egocentric about it.
Yep, they do. They let their guard down. Okay. Let's go to our first-time caller line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Dennis. Hi, Deepak and George.
Hello, Dennis.
Peace and love to you both. Deepak, I've been doing a lot of internal work the last couple of years in regards to abundance, and it's almost uncanny how much abundance I've brought into my life, mm-hmm. except for cash. I'm struggling with cash. I know that what I've done is deep and has a lot of meaning and has worked on so many levels, but I'm still struggling with money.
Well, there is something in you that says that abundance is possible everywhere else except in this area. So you have to really now focus on that one particular form of abundance. And also, don't think that cash will solve all problems. You know, you should think in terms of ability to do what you want. So if you think about money too much, if you worry about money too much, then you'll always remain poor. But when you say, I want the ability to, you know, to feed my family, to feed other people, to take care of this situation, to buy this house, then you will see that there will be flow of that energy. But to think and worry about money only assures you that you will never have enough. In fact, lots of people have enough money and they worry about it and they still feel that they don't have any.
I've seen people, Deepak, with so much money, mm-hmm. and they are miserable humans. They're not happy. They're not happy at all. I see it happen all the time.
Yeah.
Money will not make you happy. You got to be happy within first.
Right.
And, you know, most people would rather have than not, but, I mean, you have to have that foundation. Which leads me up to this before we come up to the break here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an intelligence behind this that is helping get these things done, or are we merely doing it all by ourselves?
No, we don't do anything by ourselves. We participate with that higher intelligence. There's an intelligence. There's individual intelligence, there's collective intelligence, and there's the universal intelligence.
Some would call that
God.
Okay.
And so without the help of that universal intelligence, nothing would be possible.
So you have to learn, though, how to tap into that, don't you?
You have to learn, and we should at some point go into those steps.
Yes, we'll do that when we come back, and we'll continue chatting with people as well. This is, I tell you, exciting. And I'm also, by the way, let me thank you now for making yourself available for us
thank you. Such
a long, long interview.
Well, thank you, and thank you for introducing the book to your audience.
Is the book on the bookstores now?
Yes, it's already on many bestseller lists, and people are really writing in their experiences on the website as well.
I'll make you a promise that within 2 days after your appearance on Coast to Coast here, you will see more copies sold in the hands of people who need it than you've ever seen anything.
I believe you very much, George.
Stay with us. I'll be back in a moment with your phone calls, this special edition of Coast to Coast AM.
Reserve your free CD of Art Bell and Malachi Martin when you subscribe to After Dark. Call toll-free 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505.